Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing this back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Deb Calvert is here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited too. Deb is here. She's the author of Discover Questions Get You Connected, also co-author of Stop Selling and Start Leading. And she's here to talk to us about engagement. Deb, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
It is peoplefirstps.com. PS stands for Productivity Solutions.
All right, peoplefirstps.com. Check that out. Can they find the books there?
You can, but they're easier to get on Amazon.
I got you. So, all right, we're talking about engagement. In the previous segment, Deb defined it for us. Basically it's, you know, the emotional attachment that our employees have to our businesses, to us. They like being led by us. I had a friend who had an employee who I asked him, I said, why haven't you promoted that guy? Why isn't he next in line? He said, well, he wants to be a leader, but he can't find anybody to follow him. And so, you know, he wasn't able to get people to engage behind him. I think companies have to do that too. But there's a business case for engagement. I talk about trust. One of our trust experts, Arki Chankute, said that he taught us that trust is not just the right thing to do; it's a business best practice. Engagement is not just a touchy feely intangible. It puts profit. It puts money on the bottom line. It's a best practice, isn't it?
It is. Let me give you a statistic. I really like this one. It's all rolled up from a big study. And they concluded that engagement is the key, not one of them, but the key to the success of any business strategy, because when you have engagement, you have highly committed employees who try 57% harder, perform 20% better, and are 87% less likely to leave than employees who have lower levels of engagement.
Wow.
And those are pretty compelling numbers.
Well, and let me overlay that in today's reality. Nobody can afford to lose a key employee. I tell my audience, if you wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat because you dreamed that your key employee was going to leave you, imagine what you would do to talk him or her out of it if they told you that. Now, whatever that is that you would do to keep them from leaving you, if you haven't already done that, go do it today. What do you think?
I think you're right. I encourage people not to wait around and have exit interviews when people leave, but to have stay interviews.
Say that again. I like that.
Cause you to, instead of waiting around for people to leave and then having exit interviews, why not periodically have stay interviews?
Yeah.
How are things going? What could I be doing differently? And this isn't about coddling to employees. It's about giving them a sense of voice so they feel like you care.
One of the things I think small business owners get into a rut on is that key employee. Let's take that key, or those key employees, whichever ones they are. In a small business, you know, we're all wearing all these hats. We're all hustling and doing more than our share. Everybody has to, basically, in a small business. When we see them showing up like we show up, when we see them working hard like we work hard, we assume that they're as invested in this and us, and yet they don't own the company. You and I own the company. We can't presume that just because they're showing up, you know, that means that they're engaged, that everything's fine, can you?
You can't. I mean, there are two types of commitment. Are they there because they want the paycheck, the good review, the, you know, something else that's external?
Their own personal professionalism, maybe that's just what it is, but that doesn't mean they're happy.
Exactly. That's why we got to get to the emotional connection. It's a lot more powerful, and it lasts longer. It's you don't have to micromanage for that if you can get it in place.
Right, exactly. So what are some things we can do to improve the engagement level? besides this? You mentioned the stay interview. I like that a lot. What else?
Yeah. So you can occasionally let people know the why of work. Here's why.
Say that again. Say that again slower.
Yeah, the why of work.
The why of work. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Here's why we do what we do. Here's how your piece fits into the bigger picture. No matter how mundane the work might seem, here's why we fold shirts and display them a certain way. It's not just about driving sales. There's a bigger mission and a bigger purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people want to understand. They want to be a part of something bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to jump to another thing you can do. So tell them the why of work. And the other thing is just to dignify and ennoble people. Help them to feel worthy and important. That means don't walk past them in the hallway without an affirming nod, a hello
right.
in the morning. What's new with you? Getting to know people on a personal level, at least
MBWA, right? MBWA, business management by walking around.
Absolutely. It'll never go out of fashion.
It's fundamental.
Yes.
You know, I call those things, you know, you've heard about old school and new school. I call the fundamentals the school. They're not old school or new school. They're the school.
I like that. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we're repeating things people already know. We're reminding them of things that are common sense. But they matter. Research bears it out.
Yep.
They matter a lot, and you got to do the fundamentals.
And everything she's talking about, folks, have nothing to do with money, because we know from 40, 50 years of exit interviews, research on exit interviews, money, compensation is 3, 4, 5 down the list of why people leave you. People don't leave you because of money most of the time. They leave companies because of people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.